The ISD 166 school board met all day on Friday, March 4th. Downsizing of school support staff as well as a possible change to administrative office space were the main topics of discussion. According to Superintendent Beth Schwartz, this was a case of the school board following through on a promise.
What really prompted it is that we do continue to struggle with declining enrollment, and we made promises to our taxpayers through the levy, and we want to make sure we're maintaining those promises, and yet we're still dealing with this issue of declining enrollment. And so right now, in order to maintain those promises to taxpayers, one of the things we really need to do is look at what we would call our administration and support staff.
Schwartz said the district's certified administrators consist of the superintendent and K-12 principal, but there are many other positions that are considered part of the administration support team.
Such as secretarial, we have a finance manager, and we have a part-time human resource person, also a school counselor, we have a dean of students, we have a transportation director, school nurse. All those people would be considered support staff.
Schwartz gathered data from schools with similar demographics and found Cook County Schools has a little more support staff than the average for its size.
And when I looked at those districts, high minority population, high free and reduced lunch, high non-nuclear family, what I found is that we're approximately 1.2 over what that average is.
She said the district needs to look at reducing support staff because as she looks at future enrollment figures, ISD 166 could even be smaller. Downsizing also includes re-evaluating office space.
Currently, we have three offices. We have a district office, we have a secondary office, and then we have an elementary office. A few months ago, I went to the board and suggested that perhaps we look at closing our community ed wing and the district office in order to save money on electrical, heating, and custodial. Hopefully, we're going to be able to rent it. But obviously, in this economy, we're not sure who all is looking for rentals, and the board would need to develop a rental policy. And so what that would mean then is that we need to look at going to a two-office system.
One of the upgrades she and the board had hoped to achieve will now probably not happen.
Ideally, in a perfect world, if there was not the financial crunch that we had, I think we would look at a major renovation of our current high school media center. The board did investigate that, and it was really exciting, and it looked like we were going to be able to do that, but I'm starting to get cold feet, and I think when I go to the board, I'll be recommending that we don't do that at this time.
Decisions have been made as yet. The board will meet again on March 14th to review these options and share scenarios with staff. Jay Anderson, WTIP News.